The government in Malta has introduced some of Europe's most progressive laws for the lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender communities. But those policies are also creating tension. Connie Agius travelled to Malta to report this story.
Nestled in between Sicily and the coast of Libya is the small island nation of Malta. Traditionally conservative and staunchly Catholic, Malta has one of the world's most progressive set of LGBTIQ laws. Gabby Galea from Malta LGBTIQ Movement explains.
As far as legislation goes, we actually rank at the top, literally first place in Europe. And that's mainly because we have good partnership legislation, which includes parenting rights. And we have, I would say, the best gender identity legislation, which also includes intersex rights. And we have legislation in employment, anti-discrimination legislation in employment. We have anti-discrimination protection at constitutional level.
In the last 2 years, Malta has enacted the Civil Union Act, which provides equal rights, recognition to marriage, adoption and parenting rights for same-sex couples. They've introduced constitutional protection against discrimination based on the grounds of sexual orientation and gender identity, and that protection extends to refugees. And then they've brought in the Gender Identity, Gender Expression and Sex Characteristics Act. This means a person's gender identity is officially recognised, and so is their right to change it. But have Maltese people kept up with progressive politics? Mark Joseph Rapa is from We Are, an LGBTIQ organisation that works with Maltese youth.
The laws themselves are not enough. People need to be informed about these laws. I think people have actually caught up with the idea that it's possible for a gay couple to get married. They haven't been comfortable with the idea of gay adoption yet. That's why we have recently tried to introduce LGBT books in schools, but which unfortunately have received a negative reaction from parents, and they had to be withdrawn. There are two strings, sort of. People are trying to pull one hand and others are pulling another hand.
Some children he has dealt with fear rejection from their parents.
I know of people who had a very easy coming out, but there are other people who actually were kicked out of the houses, where parents try to make their children's life a bit more difficult. There were parents who took their children to reparative therapy, which they believed would have their child, would make their child turn straight.
Around 95% of the population is Catholic, and the church has historically played a significant role in influencing Maltese politics and a conservative society. Divorce was only introduced in 2011, despite the church's vocal opposition. And surrogacy, sperm donation and abortion are all still illegal under Maltese law. Gabby Galea again.
The church is omnipresent. It's everywhere. So it runs one third of our schools, a bit more than that now, actually. It runs a lot of our social care institutions, provides welfare services. About 50% of the Maltese population still go to mass every Sunday. So it's quite a force. I think on the political level, its strength is waning a bit since the divorce referendum. But, still there.
The Maltese government has set up an LGBTIQ consultative council to work with them. Together, they have set out an action plan for the next 2 years. It includes extending the option of IVF to same-sex couples. But that's something the church and the conservative population may struggle to accept.
Connie Agius reporting.